Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
This is Chris Godwin, and you're listening to Roster Watch. Ladies and gentlemen, citizens of the universe, this is Roster Watch. My name is Alex Dunlap. I'm joined by Cody Carpentier. And Cody, today's where we're going to get to revisit our Dynasty rookie draft tiers. I think you and I now are right in the heart of rookie draft season now that the NFL draft is passed. I know that I'm in, four or five that are going on right now. I've gotten done with a few. A few are just kicking off. I've noticed some trends as far as my drafts and some things that have changed. We've updated the Dynasty Rookie Cheat Sheet now twice or three times since Sunday with some changes. What we're going to go through and do today is a similar exercise to what we did, like 2 weeks before the draft when we put these guys in tiers. Do you want to break down the exercise?
Yeah, so basically we'll pop up tier maker, pop it up on the screen if you're on YouTube. If you're on podcast, obviously you won't be able to see this, but we'll talk you through it. Essentially, we got five tiers. Tier one is basically your top dogs, probably going to be Genty, and we'll discuss if anybody else should be in that conversation. Tier two will be like round one guys that deserve to be in round one. Like, there'll be a break. It won't be 12 guys, I don't think. Tier three, tier four, and tier five. In the previous time we did this, tier three was late first, early second kind of expectations. Tier four was round two, and then tier five was like a fringe. And we get through about 30 guys. We'll probably be around that same number. And really the point of this is just to see and help understand how we view where these picks are. So if you're picking at the 109 and we get through eight guys or seven guys in the first two tiers, you'll be able to view, all right, well, that next guy, that ninth guy, isn't really worth the 110. And maybe I want to get some value and I want to drop down. I want to tier down and I can still get a talent that is, you know, equal to what I would get at the 110. I could go to the 202 and get a same level player. That's kind of the whole point and the whole process here. So
it should be able to help you to either preliminarily identify trade targets that you might want to move up with at certain spots. Like Cody said, if you're at the 110, if we get to the 107, 108, and that's where I think, honestly, that's where it's going to fall off.
Yeah.
But if you want to get up there, you can start. It makes it easier to identify your possible trade partners in your league, you know, just to say, all right, well, I know if I want to get up to the 108 from the 110, you know, you can look at that roster, craft your trades appropriately. At the same thing, if you're at the 109 or the 110 and you want to get down to some, you know, to the end of the tier where the players are going to be very similar to, say, the 109, and I'm not saying these are the exact numbers, this is what we're going to get to, but let's say we view the players basically the same from the 109 to the 202 or something. You can say, all right, well, like, let's look at 202 where that tier ends and see what kind of deal I might be able to craft with that owner. So hopefully it helps. It should help us to talk through our process here too as we continue to update the Dynasty Rookie Cheat Sheets over at rosterwatch.com. One other thing I'd like to say, and I'm not sure how good a job that we've done with this as far as explaining what the cheat sheet actually is. I know that our listeners on SiriusXM that have been listening to us for the last decade and a half understand, but man, I was going back and forth on YouTube, and I'm sorry for the guy's name, but I hope you're listening today. It's hard to just he just says, why do you guys keep talking about ADPs and where you see guys going and all this stuff? Like, these are supposed to be your rankings. And I can't say to him, well, the cheat sheet is not rankings. What the cheat sheet does is it's an important thing for us to understand where we think players are going to go. That's why we're so obsessed with ADPs and why we're so obsessed with taking notes about where dudes go in our own drafts and trends and things like that. Because in order to tell you who to pick at each turn to where you're going to be getting value and you're going to be getting guys that we like, right? Guys that we like versus that value, we have to know where everybody's going to go. We have to have a good idea of that stuff, because what the cheat sheet is designed to do, without going into all the details about it, because it's a proprietary tool that has had millions and millions of downloads since we started doing it, right? And across all the different versions, right? Redraft, Dynasty, et cetera, is that it's designed to give you leverage at every turn. And it's designed to say, let's say that a good example of this would have been a couple of weeks ago, right? Whenever we wanted to take RJ Harvey at like the 201, or even like in some cases at the 112. Well, he wasn't going there. He was going at the 209, the 210. I got him at the 211 in one of these expert drafts, pre-NFL draft. And we said, there's a way here to where we can build it to where if we get him slotted in at the 205, 206, we're going to get him 95% of the time. And we're going to give our users the opportunity to get another player in addition to that player, right? Yeah. And so it's like that's why, and that's how the cheat sheet works. And I know that I'm only kind of answering one person's question back, because I got to the point where I'm like, I can't keep typing these YouTube comments back to this guy. He's not seeming to get it. And so hopefully that helps you to understand that commenter, and hopefully for anybody else who doesn't understand why we're always talking about ADPs and what we think that the fantasy football world thinks about these players. That's not us just trying to copycat them. That's just trying to understand, like, that's the know your enemy stuff. Yeah. So we understand how to build this thing to where we can make sure that we're getting value on the players that we want you to take.
And I think sort of unlike that conversation of how the cheat sheet's built, this one that we're going to be having today with the tiers is, I would say, closer to a ranking thought than anything. Like, I might say that I think Jaden Blue belongs in one of these tiers, when on the cheat sheet, he's not going to be in that conversation because that's not where he's being drafted. So again, you're getting value in the cheat sheet. This conversation today, though, will be more centered around where we perceive these players' talents are. So I also want to say shout out to everyone that has been tapping into all these shows. They've been having raging success. And if you did tap in yesterday, you might have got to the end of the show and not gotten the name of a couple of receivers. Here's your nugget. It's Darius Slayton and Michael Wilson. So you're welcome.
There you go. All right. The ultimate tease. Maybe you'll tease them with another one again today. They'll have to tune in tomorrow. All right. So let's start out. So tier one is called Top Dogs. So I mean, obviously, Ashton Jeanty is the top dog. So let's go ahead and add him in. Now, the question is,
this is super flex, no tight end premium.
Are we going to be adding? I mean, I just, dude, the way that I see it, so in super flex, I guess tight end premium doesn't even matter as far as the top dogs, right?
Yeah.
But I would say if this is non tight end premium, the question just becomes about five dudes. Are these five dudes all the top dogs, or is it just one dude that's the top dog? Does Travis Hunter, Omarion Hampton, Travion Henderson, and Cam Ward, respectively in Superflex, belong in this tier one?
So I made a tweet yesterday because I was in a draft and I had the 102, and I did try to move down a couple of spots, and I did it at 102, Alex, and I didn't think I was ever going to do this after the conversations we had at the draft house, but I just tweeted Travion Henderson at the 102, hashtag DGAF rocket ship. I just did it. I just took him at the 102, and I was just, you know what, man? I think I love Drake May. Ramondre's kind of in that grinder role. And if I'm thinking about projecting dynasty value like 300 days from now, Henderson is a guy that we loved 365 days ago.
Yeah.
And I think that there's potential that if you're following the McCaffrey, the Gibbs, the Kamara, you know, prolific fantasy football outcomes, I think Henderson's a guy that I would have in that conversation. And just to go back, 2 weeks ago when we did this, Jenty was the only guy in this conversation.
Yeah, but here's the way I see it, though. I mean, I think if you get into the top five, you're golden.
Correct.
I think you're good. Where, like, no matter who falls to you, I really think that you're good. Of course, Ashton Jeanty is going to be more expensive to get up to. He's seen as the outright 101. But if you're able to say, dude, just give me one of Ashton Jeanty in no particular order, right? In Superflex, Jeanty, Travis Hunter, Omari Hampton, Travion Ward. I can make a case for any one of those other four to go two. I can make a case for any one of those other four to go five.
Yeah.
And so I kind of think if we're just talking the top dogs, I think those are all kind of the top dogs.
Okay. I think I agree with you. So you'd say Jeanty, Henderson, Judkins, and who?
No, not Judkins.
Not Judkins.
No, I think Hampton.
Hampton, that's right. My bad.
Travis Hunter and Cam Ward.
So you don't have a worry with Hunter right now?
No. Do you?
No, I'm just – again, we talked about this yesterday or day before, and I said, like, I would take Hunter at 102. Because that's like if I'm in that spot and I need a receiver, I love Hunter, and I don't want to be the one that misses out on Hunter.
Yeah, no, yeah. It could hurt really, really badly if you take Omari and Hampton and he's like has to sit for a whole year, gets 40% of snaps while Najee is still there. And you see Travis Hunter go to the NFL and be he just simply has to be Travis Hunter. Yeah. And if he does that, you'll look down at your hands and say, "My God, I've made a terrible mistake. I've made a horrible mistake that I didn't take the opportunity to take the Jamar Chase or the Justin Jefferson or took this backup running back." he has to be in consideration. It's a tough choice, man. It's a tough choice there at 1 through 5. All these guys are Cam Ward is gonna. Knock on wood, he stays healthy. He's gonna start 17 games at quarterback.
So the only other player in drafts that I've gone through that has been a top five player, top five drafted player, was Tedrell McMillan went 103, and then I got him in another draft at 107 because somebody reached on Colston Loveland, but that was a premium league.
Okay.
I know neither of us are the biggest Colston, or sorry, not the we're not the biggest. Tedrell McMillan fans, but we've talked about the targets and the opportunity. Like, does that warrant this conversation, or is just like that's a round one pick? Like, he's a good round one pick.
Yeah, dude. I think that I honestly think that after these guys go, then that's when you start saying like, okay, like you're next up. You got Ted McMillan. You certainly have Quinshon Judkins. And I mean, at this point, you got to add in. So what are we at? Six?
Are you doing Caleb or are you doing RJ here?
Can you look at like I don't even I've this one this might make me sound like a we got somebody on the comments the other day, and if you guys thanks so much for leaving comments, man, we go through there and try and answer most of them. So if you guys have comments for us, please leave them and we'll come through and answer. We'll answer your questions, but they're not all nice. And somebody the other day said, "You guys are so clueless. Please don't quit your day jobs." I'm just like, dude, this has been my day job.
Isn't that like one of the best all time? Just
for a decade and a half. Like, you think I got time to do this during my lunch break working at Viatech Industries or something?
That's what we do, man. We have lunch breaks. We do shows and then we go back to work for an hour. We go drive all the way back into town, then drive all the way back home, do another night show. We got full blown day jobs for sure, man.
Yeah.
But anyway, I traded up to try to get a running back in this one league. I was drafting the 202. I traded up to the 111. I couldn't get the 9 or the 10 because, to be quite frank, I wanted Caleb. And both Caleb and RJ were available, and I got the 111, and the guy at 110 wouldn't trade with me, and he ended up taking Caleb, so I got RJ at 111.
What I was saying about the whole day job thing is, like, this might risk me getting another comment that I'm a donk and I don't know what I'm doing, but I rarely use keep trade cut. I don't do it much. Can you look on there and tell me how the keep trade cut values are for Caleb Johnson and RJ Harvey? Because I've not had a one draft post NFL draft where RJ Harvey's not going ahead of Caleb.
Okay, well, this one league I have, RJ went 107. We're at the 110. Caleb is still available. And then the other one, like I just said, I tried to get up and Caleb went 110. I was at 111. In keep trade cut right now, Caleb is 7th and RJ is 11th. So it goes running backs. It goes Genty at 1, Hampton at 2, Travion at 4, Quinshon at 6, Caleb Johnson at 7, RJ at 11.
It's not going to stick, dude. You have all these guys, and, like, look, I respect them. Whatever. I'm not
the biggest riser, though, by clear shot has been RJ Harvey by 1,000 points.
After being the biggest RJ Harvey, you know, after having our RJ Harvey bags completely full in every sense, be it pre-NFL draft, dynasty rookie drafts, be it in pre-NFL draft, best ball, right? Underdog, fast draft, all the stuff, right? We can't go from having all the RJ Harvey and then getting the absolute nut landing spot to being out on RJ Harvey. And so from what I'm seeing and from what I'm hearing on X, from some of the louder voices out there that get out and they scream things, it feels to me like RJ Harvey, I don't understand how there's a 4-spot difference between them on keep trade cut between Caleb and RJ Harvey. And I know what.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Well, how? RJ Harvey ran a 4.58. He's go like, I think.
No, he didn't. He ran a 4.40.
No, I'm sorry.
Caleb ran.
Caleb Johnson ran a 4.58. I just feel like the sentiment around him was kind of it was a downward trending sentiment with Caleb Johnson after the combine, and I just don't know if it picked all the way back up because of the comments that you sent me that you were watching from Mike Tomlin's press conference where he just kept talking about all the volume and all, like that's something that was very formidable, something that was not formidable. What's the best way to put it? Something that's like going to stick with me. Right, it felt important to remember that he talked about this is a volume back, this is a volume runner. You can give him all the workhorse work, all the stuff. You think about how Caleb Johnson is the best outside zone runner in this class, and you think about how the scheme fit marries up with Pittsburgh with how much they run outside zone. I looked it up. I forgot what it was like. It was 9th highest in the league or something like that last year. So it all comes together just fine. But there's also a story you tell yourself about RJ Harvey with the draft capital with did they trade up for him?
I think so.
I'm,
you know how it is when we're doing that draft, man. I don't recall that.
It's hard to remember because we're doing the whole draft show live, but that's actually kind of important.
They were at pick 60 for this selection. Pick 60 was traded Detroit to Denver, trade number 10.
Okay, so I think there was a trade involved, but maybe there was a trade down.
Yes, they traded down from 51 to 60.
Okay, because they figured that they had him in mind the whole time. They're like, we're going to go ahead and reach and take that was it. We're going to go ahead and reach and take RJ Harvey, but let's see if we can trade down a little bit because he's still going to be there in 9 picks. So, that's not even the main point. The main point is he's fast. He's going to a wide open system where Sean Payton has told us that all these guys are in the same bucket. I think that was his exact term, with Jaleel McLaughlin, Ozzie Estime, all this stuff. he realized at some point we're not going to get Ashton Jeanty. Why are we even watching the Ashton Jeanty film? He's asking his scouts, and they turn their focus to RJ Harvey, and he saw a guy that he thinks he can use in this way, and it's a ascending offense with a good young quarterback, one of the most running back friendly to a guy with a diverse skill set type of player as RJ Harvey. He's got the 4.4 wheels. Between him and Caleb, it's hard, but I don't want to risk being out on RJ Harvey.
Well, I mean,
so I think RJ Harvey will. And Caleb need to be the next two here.
They do need to be the next two. And I do think it's kind of wild though, that before the draft, I was the only one that had him at RB5. And I've switched it to Caleb in front now post draft. And it sounds like you're pretty much heavily in the Harvey side. The only thing I say is like, Caleb ran a 4.57, Najee ran a 4.57. This is the same human being, essentially, with the same play style, even a little bit better system fit.
Pretty different draft capital.
Sure. But that's proper. This is proper. The Steelers didn't go out and draft another first-round running back like we thought. They thought they were going to take Hampton. If Hampton would have went to Pittsburgh, we would be like goo goo gaga, right? Like, this would be the nuts.
He'd have been up there. I mean, he'd be where he is, but it would be.
And we love that.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
Right,
right. We would love it even more.
Exactly. And here's the thing, man. I love Harvey, but he's 5'8", 205 pounds. Period. He had 20 receptions this last year. He's not a world beater in the past. I think he's a really good, really good running back.
Have you seen Caleb? I'm yet to see it. Like
see what?
Caleb go ahead of Harvey. Is this just because I'm playing in all these drafts?
No, I'm telling you, I've literally
seen that. Danny Kelly and are we here just in these fantasy analyst drafts, just sniffing our own farts and not even understand, like, you know what I mean?
I think it's draft dependent, man. I've seen it both. I've seen both ways. So I think it's really just draft dependent. However, you know, whoever you're drafting with, it's your favorite. It's your flavor. Like, it's a true look at these guys. They couldn't be more opposite of size, speed specimens, and the situations they're in. Like, obviously we all wanted that Denver backfield, and Harvey got it, and he got the draft capital advantage over Caleb. But Caleb is like, it's really one of the easiest things you can predict in this draft class is tying Caleb to that Najee Harris role that has been back to back to back to back 1,000-yard seasons. And to expect Jalen Warren or Kenny Gainwell to be some kind of nuisance to me is just like, all right, what are we doing? So I think either way you can win here, and I think they both belong in the first round, period. And this is feels like a tier break, unless you want to put
tier two. Yeah, so the tier one is Jeanty, and you know, and these are tiers, so you can have these buckets however you want to have them, right? But Jeanty, Hampton, Ashton Jeanty, Omarion Hampton, Travion Henderson, Cam Ward, and Travis Hunter. Tier two, which is like definite round one. Ted McMillan, Quinshon Judkins, RJ Harvey, Caleb Johnson. So tier three, it's like, okay.
So you're saying no other receivers, right?
I don't think that Matthew Golden or Egbuka or anything belong in this. But here's the thing, Egbuka is going to go here. He's going to go in this tier.
In tier three or tier two?
Tier two. Haven't you seen that? Can you look on Keep Trade Cut about that?
That's not the point of this, though. The point of this is to say they belong in this area.
I understand. I understand. I'm not saying to add him in for this.
Okay.
I'm saying he's going to go.
Yeah, he's going to go. His ADP right now on Keep Trade Cut is eighth. Yeah. And then on Fantasy Pros, it's eighth as well. So
is it ahead of Golden?
He's going to go. Yes. On Fantasy Pros, he's one spot ahead of Golden. And on Keep Trade Cut, he's like four spots ahead of Golden.
Okay.
So he's, like we said, he's going to go there, but we're saying that that's a tier break, a value break down to tier three, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think tier three opens up with, you know, your choice of wide receiver, right? I think now if you use the cheat sheet, you'll have it spelled out for you. But I, you know, if you have a big preference between Emeka Egbuka or Matthew Golden, that's sort of, you know, that's sort of the tier where you would be starting to choose between those two guys. We've discussed this before. I hate it, but I think that you're right that QB2 here in Superflex comes off. I think that Jackson Dart kind of, you know, I hate making that pick. Taking a quarterback who's not, I know he's not going to start week one. You know,
Dart's current ADP on Keep Trade Cuts 20. Sorry, that's not Superflex. Let me go back. Sorry. Dart in Superflex is 13.
Okay. So it's, we're there at the one, there at the 1-2 break. That's the kind of players that we're discussing here. I think they're going to go earlier, but I think that the two top tight ends, this is where I can start thinking about them.
Well, that's behind ADP, to be honest with you. But this is non-premium.
So
non-premium Superflex. Colson Loveland is 9. Warren is 11.
Are you actually interested?
Really behind? It's kind
This is not how I draft. But I think it's fine if you want to draft like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Taking a top 15 pick, tight end, even in non-premium, if when you get the difference makers at tight end, that's a real level up, right?
Yeah.
If Colston Loveland's 80% Brock Bowers, you just absolutely just smash that pick out of the park.
Home run.
Especially
in year one. In comparison to year one, Ibuka, Golden, Dart, Loveland, Warren. If I was going to put cash on one of these guys to have, you know, to give you the best bang for your buck, I think it's probably Loveland, right?
And like in tight end premium right now, could you trade Brock Bowers straight up for the 101?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let me look. So if I include rookie picks with tight ends in tight end premium, you're saying? So it's
yeah.
Bowers for an early first, no. I mean, maybe somebody would do that, but the way Key Trade Cut has it valued, it is a 2025 early first is at 6,300 points, and Brock Bowers is at 9,900 points, and that's in comparison would be more of like Loveland or Laporta are equal to that early first round pick in tight end premium.
So. But you said they have him at 9,300 and the early round picks at 6,500 or something?
They have Bowers at 9,900 points of value and the early first round pick is at 6,300 points of value.
So you could get the 101 for Bowers.
Oh, sorry. I was thinking the opposite. I mean, yeah, you'd be over. I mean, yeah.
Maybe the 101 plus. Jeez.
Sorry, I was reading it backwards. Yes,
if you get 80% – I think it only makes sense to add those guys here in this tier, end of round one, beginning of round two style guys. And then this, the question becomes,
oh, that was such a maniacal. If you could go like, if you could flip Bowers for like the 101, 105 and 111 or something, like if you just some maniacal pile of picks.
Yeah. And we say, oh gosh, it'd be incredible. Yeah.
Pick up Love at the 111. Yeah. That'd be-
And, you know, in the leagues where I have Bowers, like I'm just thinking about those leagues and what a difference maker he was, you know, the last year. And so that's why I think that it only makes sense that we can get these tight ends in here. Then now the question begins, does Luther Burden belong in this category, or does he belong more in the tier four, where it's like tier four is second round, kind of second round in frame?
Yeah. More towards second round. So if we go back, so I'll just rehash quick through what we currently have versus what we had at one point 2 weeks ago. Tier one was just Genty. Today we've added Hampton, Henderson, Ward, and Hunter to that top tier. Tier two was all of those guys plus McMillan. And today it's now McMillan with Judkins, Harvey, and Johnson. And then tier three, the last time guys included today are Igbuka, Golden, Dart, Loveland, and Warren. So guys we have not yet said that were included in that tier is Burden and then Sanders. Obviously he's not going to be in this conversation now. But Dart was a riser. He went from tier four up to tier three. And that was it so far from guys that have moved around.
Okay, so tier four.
Burden?
Yeah, Luther Burden. He's got so much talent that I'm not going to overthink it too much with him. It feels like he's kind of fallen just a little bit because who knows how much they're going to run as far as three wide receiver sets there whenever they did just add on a Colston Loveland. But that's with Luther Burden, of course, going to the Chicago Bears.
Can you actually make a case for anybody else that deserves to be actually in this tier?
Yeah, in round two,
it's not about the round. It's more about the tier. I guess they work together, but like,
I mean, you're gonna hate it, but like, I,
you actually think Scatabu deserves to be here?
Maybe Scatabu and Blue, Jaden Blue.
I was gonna say Blue. That's the only one that really tickles my fancy.
But I think They're gonna use Scatabu maniacally. I think he's fine to take it to 203, something like this. And that's the range we're talking, right? 204, 205, something. I took Jaden Blue at the 206 just yesterday. I've taken Jaden Blue a couple times.
I would do that.
You know, Jaden Blue going to Dallas Cowboys, Cam Scatabu going to the New York Giants. I think it's good spots for both of them. You know, it's like the NFC East feels a little bit like the NFC North with some of these back and forth games that these teams are going to get in. These are good teams that are going to be slugging it out. Jaden Blue has such dynamism compared to Javonte Williams and Miles Sanders. It really is shocking to think about, right? And then Scatabu is he's a do-it-all weapon. I know that Tyrone Tracy is still going to be there, but I don't see if he's anything like he was in college. And I guess there's some risk that he's not going to be able to be just this dude who's just the man's man that can just do everything for the football team at the NFL level the same way that he did in college. I get it, but man, I'm tired of betting against Scatabu. I'm going to take him there in this range of the second. I think it's fine. Now, after this, yeah, dude, they're just – I think it's super flip. Could you – gosh, we don't have him there, but could you consider Tyler Shuck even without knowing?
I think he's a fringe conversation guy, which is what that tier five was the last time we talked about it.
Yeah.
So I would say just on the merit that I would expect him to get plenty of opportunity this year, and in super flex, that means a lot. Especially depending on your roster and your situation. Like, I have a roster that people are going to listen to it. It doesn't really matter. But I have a pick coming up here in about eight picks, and I passed on quarterback in round one because I think I can get Shook in the latter part of round two. And this roster that I'm talking about has Russ, Jordan Love, and Mariota as the quarterbacks, and I need help.
You need help.
I need help.
You think?
Yeah, yes, it's one of those ones where I've made a lot of moves to get rid of. I've offshot, you know, I got a lot of 26 and 27 picks, but like I want some quarterback help, and I think Shook can help that roster, particularly in 25. So I would take him, and I will take him in the second.
Okay, so Shook for sure. So let's get him on there. We got to get on. I think in this area, the guys who are definitely going to go, I think Basil Tootin for sure is going to go in Jacksonville. And then you're going to see these, you're going to see these wide receivers. You're going to see the wide receivers. You're going to see
Higgins,
Jaden Higgins, Trey Harris.
Okay. Besh.
Besh. I think Dylan Sampson should go somewhere in here.
Really?
You don't think so? You super worried about that?
I mean, I just don't know what the hell to expect.
He has been falling a little bit more than I would have thought in my actual drafts.
So on keep trade cut, turn super flex, or got super flex on Sampson is currently at 24.
Okay, so this is fringe, right? That's the fringe of the second round.
He's going ahead of Jaden Blue by a spot.
Okay, well.
So that's where you're showing your value right here. It's kind of what we're talking about.
Yeah. So I think Sampson should be on there. I think that there's a list of guys. It's like, it's just where do you want to cut it off? Do you cut it off at Jalen Knoll? And then if you get Jalen Knoll on there, do you also get like
– Royals?
Royals. And then what about – at this point, can you consider Breshard Smith in this, or do you just wait for third round?
I get it. But man, that draft capital, we've seen it work there.
I think that from what I've seen, and keep trade cut might have it differently, but from what I've seen, you can generally get Elijah Arroyo or Mason Taylor. I just took Mason Taylor at the 308 in one draft. I'm not sure you need to get that second tier of tight ends in here.
That's pretty sexy.
That was in tight end premium.
What about Woody Marks as like the satellite with Joe Mixon?
Yeah.
Had like 40, what do you have, 46? Crap ton, 47 receptions last year. He had like a 60 plus reception season at Mississippi State.
Sure, you can add him in here. He feels more like a third round guy to me, but it's like if it's fringy, I think that's fine. After that, we get down to some running backs. And hey, let me just ask you this before we get out of here. Just past here, I think people are going to start considering. You know, like they'll people take Kyle Williams and Ian Manor and Tesla and Torrey Horton, these kinds of players. The Elijah Arroyo, Mason Taylor go off the board, but at some point in the near future, here people are going to be choosing. Like I was just choosing, and this happened in the early fourth, and I'd be interested to hear your thoughts. But between these two players, okay, Jarquez Hunter going to the Rams. And Taj Brooks going to the Cincinnati Bengals. Because we love Jarquez. We love his talent. We love everything about him. I was so torn up over this that I actually had to go and just, you know, revisit everything that's been said about Kyren Williams and his, you know, because he's out of his contract after this season. So I had to go back and read everything about you know, what Les Snead has said about that contract extension being on the table, all the rest of this stuff. But I've not, am I crazy? Did he ever sign one? It Ooh. Was like Kyren Williams.
Sign an extension?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't read a peep about this since like late January from the Senior Bowl and stuff when reporters were asking him, Jordan Rodriguez and stuff. So I don't know if that's like in the offing, whether that's happening, but it's like they did draft Blake Corum. They drafted Jarquez Hunter this year. Here's the uncomfortable truth about Blake Corum. He's not as good as he was in 2023.
Of course he's not.
And he didn't get on the field at all last year. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jarquez is a better runner than him. And Jarquez is the starting running back for the Rams as soon as like 2026. With kind of in using 2025 en route to sort of becoming that, right?
Yeah.
But then you got Taj Brooks is going to an awesome offense that scores a ton of points. The defense is, you know, has been bad. They get back and forth situations. They probably want to take some of the work off from Chase Brown. Taj Brooks is actually a guy who we just like. Do you have a thought between those two? Who you would take?
I want them both. Multiple leagues, man. I got like 303, 305, 306, 307. I got multiple third round picks, and this is the reason we do it. Like, this is the reason we talk about the depth of this running back class. It's the reason you look ahead. It's the reason that we're talking after the draft the other day in Tampa about the 2027 class, because we're forward looking. This is not our hobby. I mean, we don't have day jobs where we go and work at restaurants and sweep the floor and mop the toilets and stuff. Like, this is our day job because we prepare you for this, and you can get both Jarquez Hunter and Taj Brooks because both of those running back fields are volatile with injuries to Zach Moss, with, you know, flattening play from Blake Corum. Both Jarquez Hunter and Taj Brooks, 1,000-yard seasons. Jarquez didn't quite have 1,000-yard seasons, but 900-yard seasons in the SEC with tons and tons of tread left on those tires. I don't want one of them, Alex. I want both.
And you know what? Cody, we didn't even tell people between Breshard Smith and Woody Marks, you might want to take a little bit higher than that. We didn't even tell people the one running back that before you get to Jarquez Hunter and Taj Brooks, you absolutely have to take.
If you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.